presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 11 o'clock America, New York. World's top AI researchers debate the technology's next steps. After ChatGPT sparked a frenzy among tech companies, a conference in Africa is focusing on AI's promise and peril for poorer nations.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 10:20 America, New York. Elon Musk's goal for Twitter. Unregretted user minutes. 6 months into running the social media company, the billionaire is talking about his own metric of success.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 6, 9:30 America, New York, Hamilton's haircuts. We often hear that if the U.S. government defaults on its debt, that will be unprecedented. But one Treasury secretary in our history actually structured a default on federal debt.
Global Economy.
May 6, 9 o'clock America, New York. Investors bet on great divergence between Fed and ECB. Market pricing indicates U.S. monetary tightening is over but has further to run in euro area.
New York Times Business.
May 6, 8 o'clock America, New York. Bank turmoil is paving the way for even bigger, shadow banks. The market for loans from non-bank firms like Apollo and Blackstone is booming. A crisis in regional lenders could accelerate it.
Marginal Revolution.
May 6, 7:25 America, New York. Polish vending machine for contact lenses. Here's one in Lithuania. See my post The Optometry Racket for more on the context. Hat tip. Tadeusz Gitchin. The post Polish vending machine for contact lenses appeared first on Marginal Revolution.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 5:30 America, New York. Thousands of jobs were added in April, even in industries with layoffs. Hiring held up in tech, construction and manufacturing as the labor market continues to boom.
New York Times Business.
May 6, 5 o'clock America, New York, backup power. A growing need, if you can afford it. Extreme weather linked to climate change is causing more blackouts. But generators and batteries are still out of reach of many. David and Eliana Mundala with their daughter.
Marginal Revolution.
May 6, 301 America, New York. What do LLMs expect for the economy? I introduce a survey of economic expectations formed by querying a large language model, LLM's expectations of various financial and macroeconomic variables based on a sample of news articles from the Wall Street Journal between 1984 and 2021.
Daily FX Market News.
May 6, 2 o'clock America, New York. Euro fatiguing heading into an inflation-filled week? USD looks to be prepping for a key technical breakout that could be catalyzed by upcoming US and German inflation data.
Global Economy.
May 5, 1901 America, New York, China's foreign minister to hold talks with the Taliban. Beijing looks at boosting investment in Afghanistan and bringing it into Belt and Road Project.
New York Times Business.
May 5, 1658 America, New York. Judge dismisses FTC lawsuit against Kachava, a location data broker. The ruling was a blow to the commission's intensifying efforts to crack down on the sale and use of sensitive personal information. The Federal Trade Commission argued that Kachava's sale of geolocation data from smartphones could be used to expose people's visits to private places like abortion clinics.
Marginal Revolution.
May 5, 1407 America, New York, promoting progress. The author is Michael Magoon, and the subtitle is A Radical New Agenda to Create Abundance for All. A good introduction to the ideas surrounding progress. Here is the author's particular recipe for progress.
Global Economy.
May 5, 1400 America, New York. Minister rejects calls for intervention over soaring UK food costs. Retailers and producers will not be asked to stop raising prices in wake of food inflation hitting 45-year high.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 5, 1317 America, New York. Why is demand so strong? Today, we received another jobs report showing that the labor market remains red hot. Unemployment fell to 3.4%, a 54-year low. Job growth was 253,000, which is well above trend and well above pre-report estimates.
BBC News Business.
May 5, 1302 America, New York, more UK Amazon workers to vote on strike action. GMB union members in Staffordshire and Nottinghamshire are to be balloted for strikes over pay.
BBC News Business. May 5, 1301 America, New York, CBI hires ethics consultancy to overhaul culture. The business lobby group appoints advisors to try to salvage its reputation as police investigate rape claims.
Daily FX Market News.
May 5, 1201 America, New York, S&P 500, NASDAQ Weekly Outlook, banking sector stress takes center stage. U.S. equities have struggled to clear past their recent highs even as the U.S. Federal Reserve hinted at a pause in the hiking cycle. As the earnings season draws to a close, banking sector concerns appear to be taking center stage, posing a risk to the multi-week uptrend.
BBC News Business.
May 5, 1034 America, New York, HSBC foils plan by major investor to break up bank. China's Ping An fails to get the backing to split the lender in a crunch vote over its future.
Daily FX Market News.
May 5, 9 o'clock America, New York, April jobs report, NFP rises by 253K as unemployment falls and average hourly earnings rise. U.S. jobs numbers surge higher as average hourly earnings adds to inflationary concerns. Unemployment matches January print, a 50-year low.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 5, 8 o'clock America, New York, Dan Klein on Hume on War. I am involved in a regular reading group, and at this time our text is David Hume's essays, which contains Of the Balance of Power. It ends with several paragraphs on Great Britain's imprudent vehemence in its many wars against absolutist France.